Gesturing sharply behind him, Kane came to a halt. Far too late, he sensed the rush of bodies. At that second, scalies poured from the doorways on both sides of the corridor behind him.
Fuck! There's more of them ahead! It's a trap!
There wasn't time to make a head count. The scalies rushed like shadows, affording Kane only nightmarish glimpses of them. He raised his sin eater. Flame wreathed the muzzle, smearing the gloom, casting an unearthly, strobing effect on the inhuman faces snarling before him. Kane heard Grant open up with his own blaster, and Zakat's Tokarev blazing. Bodies slammed into Kane, nearly bowling him off his feet, fetching him up hard against the wall. Now that the scalies were among them, the quarters were too confined to safely hose bullets around without hitting one of his own people, so he used the Sin Eater as a bludgeon. Lit by the Nighthawk microlights, the battle in the corridor took on an unreal, almost hallucinatory quality. The scalies were armed with crude spears made of sharpened steel rods, pole axes, and daggers forged from metal shards. They stabbed and thrust at the human interlopers, howling. Kane felt the impact on the breastplate of his armor. Gyatso swung his short sword in a fast, glittering arc, wheeling on the balls of his feet. The blade slashed through scaled throats, plunged into bellies, withdrew to chop at arms and hands. Using the wall at his back as a brace, Kane kicked out, sending a scaly sprawling into one of its comrades. Taking advantage of the momentary respite, he shoved the Sin Eater back into its holster and reached down for the combat knife in its boot scabbard. His fingers pressed the quick release button and he whipped up the long blade just in time to parry a spear thrusting for his face. His knife whirled down to strike the shoulder of his attacker, gashing the chest and driving the monster back. The same strategy occurred to Grant when he found himself back to the wall. He leathered his Sin Eater, drew his knife, and leaped to the attack even as a dagger point raked along his ribs. His blade chopped down and dropped the scaly, severing a shoulder, while his backhand stroke sank into the skull of another. The scalies crowded him fiercely, raining blows blindly but hampered by their own numbers and lack of strategy. Domi was reluctant to holster her combat master, but she drew her long serrated knife. She sank the point into an arm and used the blaster barrel to block blows whistling her way and sending blue sparks briefly lighting up the darkness. She moved in a blur of speed, dodging, ducking, and sidestepping. She slashed the blade in a flat arc, the point tearing through the tough flesh of a scaly's forehead. Blood rivered into its eyes. As it lifted its hands to staunch the flow, she drove the knife halfway to the hilt into the side of its throat. Bridget drew her own blade, a Sykes Fairbairn commando dagger, but it was slapped down by a thrust from a poleaxe. The blunt end of the shaft rammed into her stomach, and the air shot from her lungs and tears sprang to her eyes. She allowed herself to fall forward against her assailant, smelling the musty reek of its muscular, scale-covered body. As she fell, she stabbed savagely with the dagger, feeling the point meet a second of resistance before sinking deep into yielding flesh. Scratching and snapping, her foe fell atop her, bearing her to the floor. Shu lashed out with a key-shaped cudgel, the heavy iron crashing against the skull and shattering it. The scaly clasped hands to the bleeding split in its scalp and bone, then fell to the floor, rolling in agony. He struck another scaly with his iron key, smashing it into the mutie's temple, the creature's blood and brain spattered in its face. Tri wielded the AK like a quarterstaff, blocking knife thrusts with the wooden stock and driving the butt full into faces, breaking noses and teeth. Only Grigori Zakat did not resort to a weapon other than his firearm. He squeezed off shot after shot, always striking a scaled target. Kane caught fragmented glimpses of him moving swiftly and skillfully, weaving and dodging all blows that came his way. A crude knife blade flicked out of the shadows, caught the gun, and knocked it from the Russian's hand. Zakat stepped to one side, avoiding the sharp point, and his arms whipped out, trapping a scaly's head between them, one at the neck, the other at the rear of the skull. Zakat performed an odd twisting and sliding dance step. When Zakat's hands relaxed their grip, the scaly sprawled motionless to the floor, its neck snapped. Kane's knife ripped open a belly, but he took a hammer blow across his shoulders, which nearly drove him to his knees. A spearhead jammed hard into his solar plexus. He latched onto a scaled wrist and knocked the mutie's kneecap loose with a metal-reinforced toe of his boot. Looking at its leg, the scaly fell into the path of two muties. All three went down in a tangle of thrashing limbs. As one of them tried to get up, Kane kicked it in the head as hard as he could. Senator's hand cracked onto the back of his neck, and he whirled, his razor-edged blade slashing in a flat arc. The shock of impact jarred up his right arm into the shoulder, and Askeli reeled away, hands at its deeply gashed throat, blood bubbles bursting on its lips, squirting from between its fingers. Crimson droplets splashed over Kane's visor, obscuring his vision. Back and forth the battle rolled, blades slashing and chopping, scarlet streams spurting, fanged mouths screaming, feet stamping of fallen underfoot. Finally, the Scalies engaged in a reluctant, stubborn retreat.